Well, it's Sunday, and this is the day that we air the Gospel Music Buffet that's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and your grace still amazes me.
It's deep.
That's a Gaither vocal band in Sweet, Sweet Spirit. There's Brother Claude Davis, Holy Ground.
Take me to the River Jordan, so very far away. I want to walk in the garden where Jesus prayed. I want to follow in his footsteps along the shores of Galilee. I want to be there on that hillside where he died for me. Can't you feel, the angels all around? That heavenly sound, if you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground. What would you give if you could have been there when the angels roll that rock away and seen the everlasting radiance of a light much brighter than the sun upon his face? Oh, would you follow in his footsteps along the shores of Galilee? Oh, you be there on that hillside where he died for you and me. Can't you feel the angels all around? Can't you hear that heavenly sound? If you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground. Can't you feel the angels all around? Can't you hear that heavenly sound? If you're still standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing holy ground. Yes, you're standing on holy ground.
That's Brother Claude Davis and Holy Ground. He's been working on a new album, and I'm looking forward very much to getting the new music to that and then debuting it here on the Gospel Music Buffet, and then rebroadcast it on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, which is a part of Wesley Communications. I'd like to do a couple of quick shout-outs and some big God bless yous to Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon, her feline children, listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. Stephanie Preston, listening down in Clinton, Mississippi, and Judy Merritt is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Here are the Inspirations and Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven fill my soul. It bathed my heart in love.
Just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us have
a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will hear
our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
then you'll
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
then you'll
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our famous cry. Answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
then you
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will answer
by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
then you
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Thou art, how great Thou art.
Oh, that's the Statler Brothers going out to Bobby and Diana Lyons and also to Brother Herschel Whitaker. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter going out to Christine Black. It's called In the Garden. Jeff and Sherry Easter in the garden. Here are the Cathedrals. He made a change.
Change in the life that I'm living. I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. behold, everything's new.
He made a change.
He made a change in the life that I'm living.
He made a change.
Born again, set free, finally forgiven.
If
he can make a change in me, he can make a change in you.
He made a change.
He made a change in the way that I'm walking.
He made a change.
He made a change.
Cathedrals, and he made a change. Praise God that he did. Here's Deborah Talley. God took away my yesterdays.
I once was lost and lonely. My heart was full of sin.
Took away my yesterdays, Deborah Talley. This is the Gospel Music Buffet, and it's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Joseph Habedank, and I Love You from an Old Rugged Cross.
I left my home, I came so far from where I was to where you are. The bitter tears, the lonely ache, the many ways a heart could break. And you were at the center of it all, to free you from the prison of the fall. There was no hill too steep for me to climb, no road too long and hard to make you mine. I gave all I had to give, and it was worth the cost to say I love you. From an old rugged cross, I took your guilt, I bore your shame, and I would do it all again. My open arms reached out and more than words could ever say.
Joseph Habedank, and I love you from an old rugged cross. He's got quite a testimony. If you ever get a chance, go to YouTube and just look up Joseph Habedank, H-A-B-E-D-A-N-K, and listen to his testimony. He got hooked on prescription pain pills, and it was downhill from there until God took that away from him and healed him. And he shares such a beautiful message now And I love his music. I'll be buying more of it. But again, that's Joseph Habedank, and I Love You from an Old Rugged Cross. Here's The Greatest Love Story by the Happy Goodmans, going out to Kathy Parker and Willie and Waylon.
Before salvation in a far and distant land, two rusty nails pierced two precious hands. There a man named Jesus for silver was sold. On an old rugged cross, love's story was told. He cried, "It is finished," and the world heard the sound, marking the beginning as his blood touched the ground. A master plan for living on Mount Calvary in grave, such expression of love is salvation today.
Goodman's The Greatest Love Story. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Jason Crabb, Just As I Am.
I've been trying to figure out what it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the if I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up? Why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am. In the good, in the bad, you still understand, and you never stop loving me, just as I am. With the heart of the Father and grace like no other, you never stop loving me, just as I am. You've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need. With a gentle hand, you show me where to go. No, there hasn't been a moment you weren't calling out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm coming home. Just as I am, in the good and the bad, you still understand that you never stop loving me. Just as I am. With the heart of the Father and grace like no other, oh, you never stop loving me, oh, just as I am. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
Jason Crabb and Just As I Am. Here's the Mike McFever Quartet and Last One Worthy.
I woke today with the sun shining down and I breathed in new once more. I felt like a rich man with more than his share, like I'd not been a beggar before. But if you knew my past, you might never believe when you see me now how far I've come. I'm a brand new creation, the work of salvation. So believe me, it's nothing I've done.
I'm the last one worthy and the first one grateful to even walk through the doors of this place. So don't let me ever think I could belong here. I know who I am without grace. But I love the heart of the Savior who leads to the guilty, broken, and hurting. Who would willingly go all the way to the cross just to die for the last one worthy?
If you knew the heart behind walls I I had built. I was crippled with shame by my sin. Then you'd understand this great joy that I have now that Jesus has taken me in. You can know more about grace and the one who most needed God's mercy divine. So through all of my sorrows, God filled my tomorrows with a hope I thought I'd never find.
I'm the last one worthy and the first one grateful to even walk through the doors of this place. So don't let me ever think I could belong here. I know who I am without grace. But I love the heart of the Savior who leans to the guilty, broken, and hurting. Who would willingly go all the way to the cross just to die for the last one? Just to die for the last one worthy. Last one worthy.
The Mike LeFevre Quartet and the Last One Worthy. Here are the Kingsmen, the Apple Tree Song.
A minister had just closed a revival in a huge Midwestern city. He stepped on the train on his way home and found himself seated beside a young man. For nothing better to do, he turned to the young fellow and tried to start up a conversation with him about the weather or just things in general. He noticed he didn't receive an answer, and he turned to the young man and saw the tears streaming down his cheeks. He told him then, "Son, I'm a preacher. I'm a minister. I'll be glad to help you any way I can." The young man, through his tears, proceeded to tell this story. He said, "Preacher, 2 years ago I got some mean at home that my mom and dad couldn't do anything with me. But one day I even went so far as to strike my father with my fist." He told me then, "Son, we're going to have to ask you to leave home. We can't do anything with you while you're breaking your mama's heart. Preacher, I wandered all over this country for the past 2 years. And then about 3 weeks ago, I gave my heart and life to Jesus. And I wrote my mom and dad a letter. I told them I'd be on this train. I told them I was coming home." The preacher told him, "Son, that's all well and good, but how do you know you're going to be welcome? How do you know everything's going to be all right at home?" The young man said, "Preacher, we've lived beside these old railroad tracks all of my life in a little old white house. And out behind the house is a great big old apple tree. I told my mom and dad in the letter, if I was welcome home, if everything was all right, just have dad go out back and hang a white rag right in the top of that old apple tree. And I could see it from the train. And I'd know then that everything was all right. Preacher, we're almost home. We're almost home. Would you look out the window and tell me what you see? I want to go home so bad, and I'm afraid that white rag won't be in the top of that apple tree. The preacher dusted the window of the train and looked out. Then he had a great big grin on his face. He said, "Son, son, why, you don't have a thing in the world to worry about. That old apple tree's in full blossom. Why, there's white rags hanging all over it from one end to the other. That's all I can see is white rags. And out under the apple tree, I see that gray-haired old mom and dad of yours standing there waving a big white bed sheet saying, 'Come on home, son. Come on home.' And you know, that's just like God. No matter how mean we've been, no matter how wicked we've been, no matter what we've done in and with our lives, all we have to do is say, 'Jesus, help me. Jesus, take away my sin.' And He'll welcome each and every one of us home."
I'm not going to let my eyes start sweating once I listen to that song. I kind of prep myself and say, "Don't, now, Frank, keep those eyes from sweating right now. No, no tears." I can't listen to that song without getting torn up. So, oh, my. Here are the Hensons. Two winning hands.
Some lawyers can win, and a doctor can heal. Your old banker can lend till all your pockets are filled. But if yours is a case of a sin-stricken soul, for the problem you face, there's only one place to go.
Just climb up that mountain. The fountain, that sparkling crimson, called Calvary's glow. That same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without love, wash it with red blood, and make it whiter than snow. Don't you gamble on life with all your luck and your skill, 'cause you can't play the cards the desk gonna deal. For the Bible has planned who the loser's gonna be. There's only two winning hands. They were nailed to a tree. So just climb up that mountain where steel springs the fountain. That sparkling crimson called Calvary's glow. That same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart without sparkling crimson.
Johnsons and two winning hands. Here's Gold City, One Scarred Hand. Gold City, One Scarred Hand. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Perfect Heart, Looking for the Wounded.
Behind smiling faces lies a world of hurt and pain. The happiness they show is only make-believe. For hidden deep within their minds are wounds that never heal. The abuse and rejection they receive.
They say the time's a healer, yet the pain grows day by day. And behind the walls of fear, they lead a lonely life. Lord, use me as an instrument of love that reaches out, and with compassion lead them gently to the light.
Looking for the wounded, hopeless, broken people in despair. Looking for the wounded, those who need some.
Perfect Heart, Looking for the Wounded. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band, loving God, loving each other.
Each other. loving each other. And the story never ends.
They pushed back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. It's loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Loving God, loving each other, and the and break a little bread, we would hear the Master say,
loving God, loving each other. Here are the Booth Brothers. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
Whatever the cost.
time has surrendered and earth is no more. I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
I believe that this life with its great mysteries, surely someday to an end. Oh, but faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend.
I believe that the Christ who was slain has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
That's the Booth Brothers, I believe, in a hill called Mount Calvary. Here are the Perrys. I owe him everything.
Why would a king decide to leave his throne in heaven? Why would he come so far to save my heart from sin? And how it hurts to know the worst he had to suffer was just because he chose to die for what I did. I owe him everything.
I owe he took my place that day at Calvary. His willing sacrifice gave me a brand new life. How could he love me so?
I owe him. In spite of ways I'm still ungrateful, he gives me mercy, though the debt I owe is clear. And day by day, I wake to find
I
that's the Perrys, and indeed we do owe him everything. If you would, please, I'd like you to join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I again thank you for using this most unworthy messenger to help deliver your perfect message of love and of grace through this gospel music. Tonight, Lord, we pray for the people of Ukraine. Lord, we pray for their leaders as they try to survive the shelling and all the bombing from the Russian troops. Father, we pray for godly wisdom for all world leaders in these perilous times. Heavenly Father, please lead, guide, and direct those who are in power. Lord, I ask for a hedge of protection around all of your children. And Heavenly Father, there are still so many on my prayer list who are in a battle with COVID. Tonight I pray for strength and healing for Gerda Zervis, who was like my second mom when I was growing up. Many others on my prayer list, battling cancer, Father, heart problems, and so much more. Father, we continue to ask for strength and healing for all of them. And Lord, we want again to mention our brother and sister in Christ, Don and Sue Estes, going through so much, Father, so much. Lord, you know their needs. And Father, we humbly ask you to bless them. And Lord, we ask you if you would please intercede for them. Father, please bless all of our frontline medical workers who deal with COVID each day. Father, we pray for them to stay healthy. Bless all of our first responders, our policemen, our firemen, our medics. And Lord, please bless our troops throughout the world. And Father, please bless all who listen tonight in real time. And bless those who will listen later to the recorded broadcast. Lead, guide, and direct us each day, in every way, in all that we do. All these things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Things about tomorrow.
The kingdom heirs, and I know who holds tomorrow. You've been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet, being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. I've been your host for the evening, for those of you who don't know me, who are listening to the recorded broadcast. And be going out now with a song by Allison Durham Spear called The Only Real Peace. I hope you got a blessing from the show, and I hope you have a great evening and a super week coming up. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for the world. God bless you all.
Life is a few days of trouble.